Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Been a loaded show today. If you missed it, Dave Dombrowski joined us at 3, Sheil Kapadia at 4, Sheil Kapadia at 3:30, Mike Mayock at 4. If you miss anything at any point in the show ever, you can go back using the free Odyssey app, the rewind function, or you can just subscribe to the podcast, WIP Afternoon Show, wherever you get your podcasts. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What should the Eagles' identity be on offense for the rest of the season, run first or pass first? 54.9% say run first. Mayock, you like that? Mayock wants him to air it out at the beginning of the game there.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. He's right. It is a compelling matchup. If the Bucs are really good against the run, then you think, okay, we should start off and pass it. But then you realize you got Todd Bowles over there blitzing the hell out of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty compelling first quarter of a football game that's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they will prepare to try to counter some of the stuff that Todd Bowles is going to throw at him through the air, And if it's not successful, they clam up.
Yes. Yeah. They're probably not going to give it a big chance.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're going to need to hit early unless they go down.
Right.
You know what I mean? But and that's where playing against this team, see, this is why it's – this sort of philosophy, in my opinion, is tricky to navigate week in and week out, because now you're going to play a team that may not be able to score as frequently.
Tampa.
Tampa. So you give a false sense of security that you don't need to be aggressive scoring.
All we need to do is not turn the ball over.
Exactly.
They can't score. But then you put yourself in a situation.
You keep them in the game, Spike.
Yes.
Why let them hang around?
Yes.
And you're in their building. So you let home teams hang around. Guess what happens? We say this all the time. When you kick field goals and score instead of scoring touchdowns, all you're doing is letting the team hang around. The Rams found that out last week.
Yep. And
let
as
the team hang around. They steal the game at the end.
And as you've mentioned, I think Baldy, you know, we asked Baldy who was going to win the game. He said whoever has the ball last.
Right.
One of the things that feeds into that is there's a lot of good quarterbacks that Eagles are going against this year. And they're going against a guy this week who has the Bucs have won on the final drive every game so far this week. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where they have a chance to win the game at the end of the game, right?
Yep.
Go up two touchdowns. All right. Even though Jack wants them to be conservative.
Yeah, itch. Yeah. Win the game.
Yeah, win the game.
Just win the game.
Let's take that for an offensive strategy.
Yeah. They should run when they can run and pass when they can pass.
That's right.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
By the way, Jack.
Yeah.
Did you know where we're going to be next Friday?
Of course I know where we're going to be next Friday.
Red October Rally at Stateside Live. You might be saying, what the heck is Stateside Live?
Yeah.
It is what Xfinity Live used to be. It's that same building. It's called Stateside Live there. The midday show is going to be there. We're going to be there getting everybody ready for Phillies playoff action. So that is next Friday.
Special guests all throughout.
Jack's working on stuff. Yeah. I'm not working on anything.
Per usual.
Jack's working on stuff. That is Friday, next Friday at Stateside Live. Again, what is Stateside Live? It used to be Xfinity Live. Now it is Stateside Live. Don't go to the Stateside Bar in Fishtown.
No, that's not
what Stateside Live in South Philly.
But also a good hangout if you want to.
Well, it's a great hang. I'm just saying next Friday if you're looking for us, you want to be at Stateside Live.
And listen, we're about a week and a half away from the playoffs. It's a perfect time to get a good read on the franchise and order your copy of Ring the Bell
before the postseason.
Oh,
my God.
Ringthebellbook.com.
I thought we were done this.
I forgot about it, honestly.
Okay. All right.
So, still feeding my kids water sandwiches. You want to send Walker and Sonny to school one day, buy the book.
Okay. All right.
You still got copies of that?
I do have copies of it. Yeah.
Trump.
We're moving books. It's good.
What?
We're moving books.
I want you to cut that.
Nope. Yes. Come on. Come on, cut it. Just one.
That'd be very rude, Taylor.
Oh, now it's on you.
We're all having fun.
Exactly, yes. Bring that back, man.
All right, so divert the attention. So,
I need my own drop board.
Exactly. You do. Well, yes. Last time that happened, whatever. So, we talked about Rob Thompson. He would let Kyle Schwarber go for the record this weekend.
Yep.
Kyle Schwarber also talked about it last night. Here's what he had to say.
If it gets to a point this weekend where you guys have clinched everything you can clinch and Rob comes in and said, do you want to chase the record or have a day off? Like, which way would you lean on that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that it's, you know, everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy, and you know, but you also have to feel the lineup too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there, where, you know, I don't play the field much. So I'm always going to be ready to play a game, and if it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
Just play. I mean, come on. Get the rep. He's a DH. He's playing 10 minutes.
The question is phrased, too. Yeah. I mean, chase the home run record, versus resting when you got everything locked. It made it seem as if it would be a selfish act.
Yeah, I would have expected him to play generally anyway.
Yes.
Maybe he would have taken off one of the games. But baseball players play. They don't have a whole set of backups to play.
Yeah.
And I think he made that point there. He's at the bottom of the totem pole there because he doesn't play the field.
Yep.
They give, when they want to give a guy a day off, sometimes they just make him DH. That's what sometimes when they want to give JT, you know, some rest or Bryce some rest, they let him DH. That's what that is.
Yeah.
He can take four at bats this weekend. Come on. Yeah. I'm glad.
Well, and the thing is with him, he can hit two in a game very easily. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially with Nick Abel starting on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
welcome home, Nick.
Leave him in there every game. You called this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to make a drama
film. You called it yesterday.
Yeah, yep.
You did.
Now, the thing that would really suck is, like, if he's going to break it before Sunday.
Yes.
Because Sunday, it's a 1 o'clock game. Eagles play at 1. Oh. It gets completely buried. It doesn't feel like, I mean, it'll still be a moment, but it won't hit the same.
No, it certainly won't hit the same.
No, and I'll be looking at it on my iPad.
I know.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to watch it on the TV, not the iPad.
Yeah.
83 inches.
So, the way Kyle Schwarber talks, he's going to be a manager one day. He said, like, he has a feel to him. He's going to eventually be the manager here when Thompson's done.
He only needs to play 10 minutes less of baseball per game.
To be a manager.
Yeah. He only plays 10 minutes more of baseball than Rob Thompson does.
Hey, and he's about to get paid $140 million. Not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all.
Not a bad gig if you can get it. So the lineup is out. Good news, Bryce is back in the lineup.
Oh, there he goes.
30 homer chase is back on.
We're acting 30 homer chase. 30 homers. What's bigger this weekend? Kyle Schwarber, breaking the franchise record or Bryce getting a 30?
For me, it's Bryce 30.
Yeah, I know it is.
We're getting closer and closer to 500. So, and JT is back in the lineup. And I think that this is...
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah, yeah. So good JT. News.
Yeah.
Good news. And I think this is really close to what the lineup's going to be when the playoffs start. So Bader will not be leading off, but he's leading off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll eventually be Trey. But Bader, Schwarber, Bryce, I think Bohm's going to be in the four hole. I think it's going to be Marsh. And then it's going to be Bader, JT, or JT, Bader right there. So tonight it's Bader, Schwarber, Harper, Bohm, Marsh, JT, Kepler, Stott, Edmundo.
So they're not making any real lineup moves in the playoffs.
No.
We had talked about Schwarber hitting behind Bryce. That's not going to happen.
I don't. But again, if things are going south, I just want them to be on top of things. I don't want to just be like, we've gotten this far. We won 95 plus games, won the division. If it's looking dire,
yeah,
make a move.
Yep,
make a move. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight. Why I think that is interesting is, especially from the standpoint of not him starting in the playoffs. If he has to start a game in the postseason, things are going south. But from the standpoint of, can he be a leverage righty out of the pen? Like, Kirkering looks shook. Kirkering does not look like he has much confidence right now. Robertson, we've seen him recently take a step back. Do I think Buehler can do it? I wouldn't necessarily say I do, because he's never really done it. But at the same time, they might need another righty out of the bullpen that can be a leverage type arm if Robertson falters and Kirkering continues to pitch the way that he does.
I try to be a Kirkering guy. He makes it tough.
Yeah.
He really makes it tough. He's got great stuff, but it really does look like he gets off his mark so easy mentally.
Well, and Gallup had a story the other day where he has already talked about 2025 in the past, and
Kirkering has referred to 2025 as the past,
like he's saying, like, basically, like, this, like, the season, like, okay. It's already a finality to it,
okay.
It's been a disappointing year for him. And he said that when he gets in the game, he looks at his movement and sees how his stuff is playing, like, so that's
so mentally, he's
in his own head.
In his own head.
Yes. So that is one to kind of file away and monitor as we head into the postseason. And then Rob Thompson confirmed what Dave Dombrowski said with us, that Trey Turner is going to be good for the NLDS, and hopefully he plays in some games this weekend. And I thought this was a funny thing. Trey said he did not watch the Phillies celebrate in the NL East from home. He was too jealous.
Oh.
He half-joked. According to Ty Daubert. But you know he was definitely...
Well, and it was late, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
I don't think I watched it.
No, I saw it the next morning.
Yeah.
Well, good to have Trey back. I would like him to get a few at-bats before the NLDS. I think that would be... I mean, it's been 2 weeks for him. So him getting some at-bats would be smart. All right, 215-592-9494. You know what else would be smart? Calling Guida. What can they do for you? Replace your old drafty windows. Did it for me. Almost every single window in my house, front door as well. Guida has been doing it for years upon years upon years. Happy customer after happy customer after happy customer. You call Guida now, take advantage of their buy one, get one half off sale before winter gets in here and that cold air starts going through those old drafty windows. But for every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match as you'd like. Get a front entry door, get a half off a window. Get a window, get half off a storm door. Mix and match. The more that you get, the more that you save. Start your project with no money down and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This offer is for a limited time. There are restrictions. You want to get all the details? You call 877-GO-GUIDA. While you're on the phone with him, you set up a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I. DA.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
I Spike. Jackie Baseball, how's everybody doing this afternoon?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, I can't call. Down in the ATL enjoying my lemon pepper wings and being fun police with the grandkids.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you getting lemon pepper wings at
the Magic City?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm on grandkids watch.
Okay, so,
all right. Okay, yeah, there you go.
You're not putting the wolf costume on and walking into Magic City. Get some wings.
No, not this trip. I don't have the bandwidth to do that.
So. Okay, all right.
No, but good convo, guys, about this issue with the Eagles. Spike, I do agree with you. The passing definitely needs to be incorporated more, and here's the reason why. Is because, to your point, all of the defensive corners, they're taking a play out of what our strong point is, and they have focused on taking away the running game, and it's been successful because of a combination of things. It's not only just because of the defensive scheme, but I think part of it is due to our offensive line. We got injuries, and it's just not optimally playing. And
happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, what's that?
No, that's Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it has to change up the approach for sure. It definitely has to change up, and we'll see where it goes. But it has to be situational. They can't go overboard with it. I think it needs to be situationally, and it comes down to taking what the defense gives you. So if we have the ability to run the ball, then run the ball. But if it changes up and we can't do that, they're putting eight men in a box. Then you
throw the ball.
And you throw the ball. It's just that,
it's that simple, Spike.
It's not rocket science. Yeah.
But I don't think it should be that difficult for Bruce. When do you back up? How long are you in Atlanta for?
I'll be back in Virginia on Sunday.
All right.
And then I'm coming up to Philly the following weekend. So hoping I'm going to try to catch one of those games.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. Keep y'all posted.
All right, Furry Bruce. Good to talk to you, bud. Do you have that audio of A.J. Brown? So, Furry Bruce said something that people say a lot. And I think to an extent, it is, it might not be actually how it works all the time. Something about taking what the defense gives you. A.J. was talking about us having so many talented players that we can sort of dictate what the offense should be, not allow the defense to dictate what the offense should be. I guess there is some truth to the taking what the defense gives you. I also hear what AJ is saying. Make them adjust.
Of course.
Right? I mean,
yes, that's what an offense is supposed to do, that it has the level of talent that we have. That's why I keep saying this idea that we have to play this conservative, just don't turn the ball over sort of football game. We don't have to do that. And that's what AJ is saying. That's what AJ is saying. And here's what I'm telling you. And we don't need to – this will become an issue at some point.
What the
– If the idea is we're going to run the ball, we're not going to throw the ball very much. What I mean by that is that I don't know how long receivers want to play in an offense where they don't get the ball.
Especially, by the way, after what the second half looked like.
Yes.
If you're a receiver and if you're AJ or Devontae and the second half went the way the second half went, mm-hmm. and then we go into the first half against the Bucks and we are throwing, 3-yard outs and running the ball into the middle of the line, they must look at the coaching staff, look at the quarterback and say, What are we doing here? What do we have to show you? You know, we showed you.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Like, and this, and once they get a little taste of that success, how do you go away from that? So there'd better be, if nothing else, the attempt to do it.
Just try.
Yeah, the attempt to do it. So, or what you'll wind up seeing is that eventually it will boil over in a loss.
And then that's when everyone will feel free to speak.
Yes. Yes.
It's harder to say it after a win. It's not so hard to say it after a loss.
Yep.
Anthony in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Ant?
All right. I got something to say. You ready? So I'm a diehard fan. I love the Phillies so much and everything. So I'm going to say this. I think the Phillies will play the Dodgers in the NLDS. They'll play the Brewers in the NLCS, win 5, and then they're going to play an American League East team, say Yankees, Red Sox, or the Blue Jays, and they're going to win on October 29th, like they did in 2008 on that Wednesday, and they're going to be partying down Broad Street on October 31st, just on Halloween. And I'm going to say it right now, I'm calling it, I'm going to call my shot, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but if I'm right, I better get a shout out, because I think it's true. I think it's true. This is the year.
Wait, we're going to win. Okay, we win the NLDS in 4 games. Then we're beating the Brewers in 5? We're just breezing through the playoffs at that point.
I think so, man. I think this is the year. I have fully confidence in this team because of one thing and one thing only. They know this team won't be the same this year. So I just think, you know what? I think they're going to just bully every team.
Listen, it would be the same path, except a little reversed. They went Brewers, Dodgers in 08.
Oh, there you go.
And then faced an AL East team in the World Series.
Basically, they got to win it for Jack. They got to win it for Fritz.
For the fans.
And Fritz. Well, you're the fans.
Well.
They got to win it for Fritz. Win it for Zach, win it for Jack.
Sure.
In that order. All right, Ann.
In that order.
Can you imagine they just breeze through the playoffs?
No shot. Like, there's just no shot.
And your order of...
They almost did in 08.
Yeah, well, 08 was a cakewalk. They had tight games.
They had tight games, but they won
the NLCS in 5.
I was going to say they won every series in 5, right?
Well, DS in 4.
Oh, was that in 4?
They owe me a run.
Well, yeah, you missed 22.
Was DS a 5-game series back then, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed 22. I missed 23. I got stuck with that nonsense last year.
Yeah.
Sitting in the City Field watching you do a post game show, watching Ike counting his money.
Yeah. Smiling, running up and down the high fiving Mets fans with Lindor home run.
Who was the basketball announcer you got to be?
Mike Breen's
cheesing. Yeah. Smiling.
I was cheesing for that one, yes.
Mike Breen. I never saw him so excited in my life.
I told Mike Breen, don't even look at me.
We gotta, come on. We're out of run. Give us a run. All right, Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 of 5 next? Everybody's wondering.
So at Mundo Sosa, 3 home runs last night. We haven't mentioned that.
Haven't even mentioned it.
Yep.
Got me thinking, because he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Who are my favorite?
Everybody's favorite.
Who is my favorite role players in Philadelphia sports history?
I like the role player thing.
Who do you Kafka jerseys? You have.
No, not Kafka.
Oh, right.
G.J. Kinney.
G.J. Kinney.
I was a Ross Glode guy.
You always have been a role player.
Yeah. I have a Ross Gloed Royals jersey. Yeah, I love Ross Gloed.
He's money.
Yeah, he was. Dude, I'd love good to have him. Who doesn't want a Ross Gloed on their team?
I've been saying this team's a Ross Gloed away from winning a title.
He's like Harrison Bader in a bad mood. That's what Ross Gloed was. All right, top 5 of 5 is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.